36 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church Radio broadcast already in progress.
When Adam decided that he would disobey God, and so Jesus is thankful that God will use him in his redemptive plan, because you know he did look for somebody, praise God, that was going to come back and get his church. Amen. Can I just give you a few that he tried to call? He said, I would use Abraham, but Abraham was a liar, so I couldn't use him to go back and take my church. I would use Noah, but Noah was the one that got drunk, so I left him out there. I would use David, but David was an adulterer. He was a murderer, praise God, so I can't use him. But he said, I got to have somebody that will be able to come back in my redemptive plan. And praise God, he looked back and saw one, as they say in Revelation, praise God, sitting back there upon the altar, praise God, coming up through all trials and tribulations. I'm talking about this man that we call Jesus. And he took him and wrapped him up into bodily form, sent him down to this earth, praise God, so that he would be born of a woman, praise God. Walked this earth for 33 and a half long years. And then one day, praise God, grab hold of a pair of sandals and walk up a hill called Calvary. What am I trying to say? Praise God, he was thanking him for all of those past things. Well, let me get, I see right now I'm not going to be able to do all of this. Come get this coat from me. Praise God, hallelujah. But not only that, praise God, perhaps he was thanking God for the divine protection, praise God, of his servants through, praise God, the century. Who was some of their servants? Noah and his family, praise God, that he saved through the flood. Abraham and his family, who he told to get out of the land of the Uz of the Chaldeans, and I'm going to send you to a land, praise God, that's unfamiliar with you. And because of your faith, praise God, I'm going to take care of you. He protected Moses, praise God, when Moses was a little bitty baby boy. Y'all know the story. Praise God. They put out the Pharaoh had put out an edict and said that every male child that was born in that time, praise God, they wanted them killed. But praise God, they took little Moses and put him in the water, and praise God, and sailed him away. God protected him so that he can use him in his redemptive plan. Not only that, praise God, he protected David from the wrath of Saul. Y'all know how Saul was breathing out there, but God said Jesus perhaps was thanking him for all of those past things that he did. And finally, he was thanking God for his abiding presence. Praise God, you know what he said. Praise God, I believe it was John 3:17. It might have been John 3:17 or John 3:11. Praise God, when he was getting ready to be baptized, what he said, that he had a dove that landed upon the shoulder of Jesus. And he said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So what am I trying to say this morning? That Jesus gave thanks to God for his past blessings. But I believe he not only did he give him thanks for his past blessings, he gave thanks to God for his present blessings. Praise God, we can see and we can be certain that our Lord Jesus was being and he was laboring with us in the awesome of abiding presence of our Lord. And God was blessing him and protecting him in his present blessings. You see, our Lord had come on a mission that would involve teaching and healing and also dying on the cross. Praise God, he was so near to the completion of his mission that he felt thankful to God because of his job, because of the joy of his personal accomplishment. No doubt he was thankful, praise God, for those 11 faithful disciples who had stood by him, didn't get the notion like Judas and would betray him, even though some of them decided that they wouldn't walk close with him. When the end came, we know that Peter threw in the towel. Peter, praise God, wouldn't go with him. Praise God, Peter was asked, are you one of them? And what did Peter do? Do I have any sailors in here? Hallelujah. Peter started cursing like a sailor and said, I didn't know him. Hallelujah. So Jesus gave thanks to God for his present blessings. And we need to do the same thing, because I'd rather look around this church. God has blessed us. God has blessed us with so many things. When I look out here today, I didn't see anybody rolled in here in a wheelchair. I didn't see anybody walk in here on any crutches. I didn't see anybody who was carried in here, praise God, by somebody else. And we ought to be glad and we ought to be thankful for what the Lord has done for us. Every time I get an opportunity, I thank God for all that he's done. Let me give you some examples. Every time I get a chance to go to the hospital and visit somebody, I thank God for my portion of health and my strength. Every time I have the opportunity, praise God, to go and attend one of those Special Olympics, I thank God that he gave me activities of my legs. I thank God that he gave me the activity of my arms. Every time I see somebody standing out under a porch somewhere by a railroad track, not having food enough to eat, dirty in their clothes, I thank God that he didn't allow me to be in that prediction. I thank God, praise God, during those hard economic times, that he gave me a job so that I was able to pay my bills. I thank God because of all the things that he's done. And as I look around this church this morning, there ought to be somebody standing on their feet, giving God some praise, giving God some thanks. I look at all of these children, praise God, they're not being with their biological parents, but they have somebody who's trying to show them some love. Somebody who's trying to bring them to church. Somebody who's trying to tell them that Jesus is for real. You ought to be thankful for everything that somebody did. I look at all of the kids who've been raised by grandparents today. I look at children today who've been raised by grandparents today. Parents had them but abandoned them. Thank God for grandmothers. If you're a grandmother in here, pat yourself on the back. Hallelujah! 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 Lord, thank him for all the things that he done. But not only did Jesus thank him for his past blessings, not only did he thank him for his present blessings, he thanked him for his future blessings. He knew that he was going to go to a cross. He knew that he was going to die. But one of the things that he knew that once he laid his body down, that he was going to get up. 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 Hallelujah. And be elevated. Praise God. To the right hand of God the Father, where he's sitting, intervening and intercessing for me. He looked down the road, praise God, throughout all kind of generations, and he saw me coming along and knew that I was going to need somebody to go my bail. I thank God for his past blessings. I thank God for the present blessings that he had. I sure enough thank God for his future blessings. Because if I have, I believe it's Hebrew chapter 12. He said, wherefore we are encamped about by such great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay beside every weight and every sin that so easily beset us. And let us run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despised the shame. And right now, he's set up, sit up in glory. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him for one Friday evening when he marched up a hill called Calvary. I thank him for not getting off of that cross. I thank him for taking the lashes from me. I thank him for the crown of thorn that was put on his head. I thank him for the nails that were driven through his feet. I thank him for the nails that were driven through his hands. I thank him, hallelujah, for the fierce, for the hole that was pierced in his side. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him for staying on that cross, way yard, until he died. He locked his head in the locks of his shoulder, and he died. Oh, did he die? Yes, he died. I thank him when they took him down off of that cross, put him in a bar of grape. But early, 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 early. One Sunday morning, he got up. He got up, and I sure enough thank him for getting up with all power. All power. All power. He got up with all power in his hand. Jesus gave thanks to God. He thanked him for all of the past blessings. He thanked him for the present blessings. He thanked him for the future. And let me tell you something. As brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we need to be thanking God for all of the things that we've done. Praise God. Because if the truth was told, praise God, some of us have done some things that we should be 6 foot in our grave. But thanks be to God that he spared our lives. Some of us are doing some things today that we have no business to do. But God has continued to spare us, and we ought to say thank you. Praise God. And the reason why we want to say thank you, because there is a future abode for us. That future abode is in heaven. Jesus gave